From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. The leaders of the Group of Seven world powers arrive in Germany for their annual summit. The G7 meeting's agenda includes issues as varied as the global economy, climate change, and international conflicts. VOA's Al Pessin reports from near the summit venue.
Traditional German music greeted U.S. President Barack Obama as he joined the summit host, Chancellor Angela Merkel, for a visit to a local village Sunday morning. The president described what he called the difficult challenges they would be discussing.
We're going to discuss our shared future, a global economy that creates jobs and opportunity, maintaining a strong and prosperous European Union, forging new trade partnerships across the Atlantic, standing up to Russian aggression in Ukraine, combating threats from violent extremism to climate change.
The leaders are expected to agree to continue sanctions on Russia, which was a member of the group until it invaded and occupied Ukraine's Crimea region last year and began its support for rebels in eastern Ukraine. Al Pessin, VOA News, Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany.
A British military official says as many as 500,000 people in Libya are seeking to cross the Mediterranean in the coming months to try to reach Europe in search of a better life. That estimate comes from the captain of a British warship, HMS Bulwark, which is operating in the Mediterranean to rescue migrant vessels in distress. The captain said he has learned there are as many as 450,000 to 500,000 migrants in Libya waiting to reach Europe. You're listening to VOA News. Turkish voters were going to the polls on Sunday in a parliamentary election that could determine if President Recep Tayyip Erdogan gets to expand his powers. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, a strong showing from the opposition Kurdish People's Democratic Party, or HDP, could thwart a plan by Mr. Erdogan's ruling AK party to give the president new powers.
Despite opinion polls indicating a sizable number of AK party supporters, there are still other factors which could prevent the party from securing a majority. The AK party's Achilles heel is the upstart People's Democracy Party, or HDP, which is aiming to enter parliament for the first time and prevent Mr. Erdogan's lawmakers from winning a majority and continuing to govern alone. The pro-nationalist MHP is also posing a threat to the AK party voters with a platform of opposing an ongoing peace process with the Kurds, anti-corruption and the economy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition on a Houthi rebel headquarters in Yemen appear to have resulted in numerous casualties. Sunday's airstrikes in Sana'a come a day after the Houthi rebels fired a Scud missile into Saudi Arabia. The Scud was shot down by a Saudi missile. On Saturday, the United Nations said peace talks between the Yemeni rebels and the internationally recognized Yemeni government in exile will take place on June 14th in Geneva. The Iranian-allied Shiite Houthis seized the Yemeni capital from the country's Sunni government last September and eventually forced President Hadi into exile in the Saudi kingdom. UN officials say the Saudi-led air campaign launched in March and ground fighting in support of the Yemeni government have killed more than 1,000 civilians and displaced more than 1 million people. British newspaper The Sunday Times is reporting that world football governing body FIFA's vote for the hosting of the 2010 World Cup was actually won by Morocco rather than the actual host, South Africa. The newspaper based its claim on extracts from tapes that it said are being used to support recent allegations that FIFA officials took bribes. U.S. authorities have charged 14 people, including senior FIFA executives, with various corruption offenses, including wire fraud, racketeering, and money laundering. In another development, the BBC says it has obtained evidence of what happened to $10 million of FIFA funds sent to accounts controlled by former FIFA Vice President Jack Warner. FIFA said the funds sent on behalf of South Africa were to be used by the organization's Caribbean Diaspora Legacy Program. But the BBC says documents suggest that Warner used the payments for cash withdrawals, personal loans, and to launder money. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.